Emperor, The Blood of Gods, by Con Iguldan, narrated by Michael Healy. I am the most peaceable of men. All I ask is a humble cottage with thatched roof, a good bed, good food, fresh milk and butter, flowers before my window, and a few fine trees at my door. And if the dear Lord wants to make my happiness complete, He will grant me the joy of seeing some 6 or 7 of my enemies hanging from those trees. Before their death I shall forgive them all the wrongs they did me in their lifetime. One must forgive one's enemies, but not before they have been hanged. Heinrich Heine. Prologue. Not all of them were marked with blood. His body lay on cold marble, the stone proof against red lines dripping down the benches. Those who walked away looked back at least once, hardly able to believe that the tyrant would not rise. Caesar had fought, but they had been too many, too determined. They could not see his face. In his last moments, the leader of Rome had yanked at the loose folds of his toga, pulling the cloth over his head as they gripped and stabbed at him. Its whiteness was marked with mouths. His bowels had opened as he slumped and fell to one side. The smell of it rose into the air in the theater. There was no dignity for the broken thing they had made. More than 20 men were spattered with the violence, some of them still panting in great heaving breaths. Around them were twice as many again.